T-Mobile CEO John Legere is promising that his company's proposed merger with Sprint will be good for customers and the country. Here he is on CNBC today.
Services are going to be broadened. Prices are going to go down. Speeds are going to go up. The 5G capability is going to be beyond anything that the United States has ever seen before. Jobs are going to go up from day one. And both companies.
As Legere makes his pitch, regulators will consider whether to approve the $26 billion deal. It would create the second biggest wireless carrier in the country behind Verizon. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does each Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So these two companies have tried and failed to merge in the past. If this does go through, how big a deal would it be?
It's a pretty big deal. I'm looking at this along three dimensions. The first dimension is the wireless industry. You're talking about, as you said, the creation of what could be the second largest wireless carrier in the country. Second, on tech, this could have major implications for building out what you heard John Legere talk about, 5G technology. That's the next generation of wireless tech that could really revolutionize internet speeds and reliability in the U.S. And then finally, on antitrust, we're in the middle of an incredible flurry of mergers, especially in this industry. You've got AT&T and Time Warner, Verizon and AOL, and now T-Mobile hooking up with Sprint, or at least trying to again. And, you know, every major phone carrier, it seems, is adding parts right now. And it's going to be very interesting to see if the government gives them the green light.
Well, that's the question. Would regulators be willing to approve this? This would leave just three major wireless carriers in the U.S.
Yeah, and this is a concern. This is something that I think the government's absolutely going to look at. It's going to attract scrutiny. And I'm not prepared to say that the government is going to block it or accept it. But I think this question here is really all about framing. So here's one frame. One frame is this merger reduces the number of carriers, full stop. It hurts competition, and so it should be blocked. It's just going to lead to more job losses, higher prices, everything we've been afraid of with big companies, compounded by the fact that these are phone companies, and so these prices are something we're going to see every single month.
Right.
But here's another frame. With this merger, we move from two major wireless carriers, Verizon, AT&T, to three. Now, that sounds like the industry is getting more competitive. That sounds like we're getting another company with the resources to build out this 5G tech that everybody's waiting for. So I really do think those are going to be the two frames that are going to dominate this story for the next few months.
Yeah, it's just hard to make that argument when you look at what happened with the airlines. Fewer airlines, and we've seen the prices go up. Now, we heard the T-Mobile CEO, they're making a lot of promises that speeds will increase, that prices are going to go down. Is it likely that consumers would notice the difference with a T-Mobile Sprint getting together?
Very possibly. As you said, just look at the airline industry. Look what happens when you have an industry that doesn't have a lot of competition. It follows as night follows day. You have, you know, less competition, which means that individual large companies feel like they can raise prices on consumers and consumers have nowhere else to go, or otherwise that they'll find ways to cut services. You know, in many ways, looking at airlines, you know, the price of tickets is really low on something like Kayak or, you know, Priceline if you're just searching for the lowest possible ticket. But then, you know, where is this, you lose on service, you know? You lose on the fact that you have to pay extra for getting your luggage on. You have to pay extra, you know, to, like, go to the bathroom and things like this. So you could see the same sort of thing entering into phone contracts if that sector were less competitive as well. You could see these sort of gimmicks where people say, you know, it's only $15 a month to sign up for your cell phone, but then every single thing you do with data gets you an extra $20 on.
Well, and a lot of the focus of these companies, and I know this is the case with Verizon as well, at this point, isn't just about providing you cell phone and texting and data, but really becoming an entertainment platform for you, almost competing with the cable companies.
That is exactly right. I mean, look at what AT&T and Verizon are doing right now. They're already the big two here, and they're not merging horizontally. They're not merging with other, you know, cell phone carriers. They're merging with entertainment companies. AT&T, for example, trying to pick up Time Warner, which owns HBO and a bunch of other cable networks. So, you know, it'll be very interesting to see if this deal does go through and you have another major cell phone carrier. I would expect that this company would then look to add an entertainment property to compete again with AT&T and Verizon, which are trying to build not only horizontal companies, but also vertical mergers where you own both the distribution and the content, both the spectrum and the entertainment.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, talking with us about the proposed merger between T-Mobile and Sprint. Derek, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.